Welcome to Expect Ace, where mindset and sales meet. We're on episode 41, Spring Cleaning for Your Business. I'm Sharique Richardson, founder of Digital Innovation Media Group. I'm the lead strategist, marketing strategist, and web designer. And what we do is we help you maximize your sales, your impact, and your reach so your business can elevate to the next level. You can get more information about me at digitalinnovationmsmaryg.com. And I'm joined today, as always, with Rashana Price. How are you?
Hey, Sharique. I'm doing great. Hello, everyone. I'm Rashana Price. I'm a leadership and success coach and trademark owner of the phrase giver of awesomeness. I truly believe every single person has something that they need to give to the world, and I help them do that through coaching, corporate events, speaking and training, and real estate investing. So you can learn more about me at www.rashanaprice.com.
Awesome. So today is a very important topic. I think that we all can benefit from this is spring cleaning for your business. And if your email box looks anything like mine, you totally are in for a treat, because we definitely need a time where we can really just focus on how to be more organized and more productive. And a lot of it starts with just being more efficient and cleaning out the things that we just don't need. And I'm sure by now we've all seen the Tidying Up series on Netflix, because I think that's caused everyone to kind of go into every closet of their home and in their kitchen and just totally revamp it.
And more like, yeah.
I watched one episode and I was sucked in. I told my kids, we're watching this. So, but your business needs the same exact thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, so, okay. I have to just say that this show, I too have only watched a little bit of it, because I was just like, a part of me enjoys a little bit of mess. I have to be honest. Like, I like having things around me very clean, but then I like the one pile that's kind of just sitting there. It's a thing. But so watching that, I was like, everything is in its place. And I know, because I used to be in engineering and we did 5S-ing, which is a lean manufacturing thing. So I get it. I really get it. I just was like, I watch this in small chunks.
Right. You gotta do what works for you. I mean, everyone.
Exactly.
And I'm sure the people on the shows, if I walk into their house right now, they probably have a little pile somewhere too. You know?
Yeah, it definitely gives me something to strive for, though. That's why I like it. For sure.
But I mean, like you said, we were talking earlier about, you know, invoicing, and like I mentioned, emails. And it's so easy to say, okay, I'm never going to subscribe again. I'm going to be part of only these few people's list or this services list. And then you look up and you're getting like 10 emails every 5 minutes. And it's like, wait a minute, what happened here? You know, and you find yourself sucked right back into it. And I've looked at my emails, and I just started over the weekend just unsubscribing and deleting, doing mass deletes of emails I never even read, because if they're that important, they would have been written, you know, I would have read them. And I'm like, okay, I need to do this, but it takes time, you know, and you were talking about your invoicing and how efficient that's helped you as well.
Yeah. So I used to invoice manually. And like, I had like a template, and I would just, when someone wanted, after they signed my contract electronically, I would invoice them manually. And then I was just like, this isn't working. And I had clients that needed reoccurring, like on the same day of the month. So I ended up finding a product. It's called Wave App, and like WAV as in Victor E. And it's similar to QuickBooks, but it's free. Like, I have the free version right now. And we've talked before about, like, if you can have a free version of something for as long as you can, do it, especially if you're meeting your needs and you're not incurring a cost. So the only cost I incur is once someone has paid for my service, I incur the 2% fee that it takes to then, you know, have the transaction come into my bank, which is pretty standard if you're using any merchant service type of account. So it works, because I love it. I love the fact that I can also take pictures of my receipts, and it's linked to my business bank account. So then I'm able to say, like, yes, these office supplies were a business expense, and so it should be categorized mm-hmm. as such. And mm-hmm. that helps so much with the accounting part, especially when it's tax yeah. time.
And your accountant loves you, I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah. So the first half of my year is not as organized as the second half of my year is, but I'm excited that I'm at least on the journey. I'm trying.
Yeah, I mean, well, I was here, 2019 is off to a good start.
Yeah.
So that's great. So you're already ready for next year's taxes, which is perfect.
Yeah. You know? And the other thing I love is like, I can now say like, these people have paid me this much so far this year. Mm-hmm. So for people that need like a 1099 or something like that, or just individuals that I have paid me and they would want to know like, hey, Rashauna, what's my full investment? Or I think I know, but just can we double check? All I have to do is go into the system mm-hmm. and it categorizes it by their profiles that I set up for them.
And that's great for that, but it's also a great way to kind of look back last year and say, what was my number one service that people asked for? It's a good way to look at your business and see the demand. And okay, well, I had this offering here and I didn't either. You had a lot of demand for one, maybe not as much for another, but it's a great way to kind of analyze your services too and see what's drawing in the most money. So that can show you for the next year, maybe I should focus a little bit here, or let's find out why this one didn't work. Why is it that over the summer, my numbers went down? So it's a great way to also look back, reorganize and see just how your business looks from a numbers perspective and from a service perspective to see where demand is. So when you're looking ahead, do you have to cut this program or do I need to, you know, make some adjustments to it? You know, what to keep, what to kind of let go, or what to just fix. And so,
yeah you're right. Yeah, it does have like a graph. Like I've been watching my earnings and like mm-hmm. the time of the month where I'm like, okay, well, I see these payments come in and then like, okay, I have some expenses that go out, that kind of thing. So it is definitely good for that. I haven't gotten that granular though, in terms of like the different services. So thanks for that. That's definitely a great tip for sure.
Yeah, it's just a great way because if you offer several services, it's a great way to see, well, people, for instance, like I'll use myself for example. Okay, well, people tend to want more revisions than they want like a full-blown website, or they may want more social media or an SEO. And it kind of helps me see, okay, well, I can really go deep and say, what is my messaging? Or is it just the way that I'm positioning myself? You can really look at those numbers and really look at that more than just, you can look beyond the numbers basically to see whether or not there's an opportunity mm-hmm. in your business to try something else or to let something go as well. And that's why it's so important to have this organization so that you can look back and really analyze where you want to go next.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. Like the other thing like I've done is not just unsubscribed in my emails, but also unsubscribed into some subscriptions that I wasn't using. Mm-hmm. So for instance, I used to have like a Fit Radio. It's called Fit Radio. It's an app and it's like $24 for the year. So it's not that expensive, but I've had it for a couple of years because I liked having access to different types of music that didn't have ads and other things associated with it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I need to let that go. Like, I'm not using that anymore. Now I, like, for the most part, I just buy music or I already have enough on my playlist where I can keep using the same music over and over because I have different clients. So that's one mm-hmm. thing I got rid of. And the other thing that I got rid of, like, it's small little things, but it's also... Like I was at the, you know how you have Adobe, I use Adobe Editor, but I don't use Adobe Stock. Mm-hmm. So I shouldn't be paying for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great way, I do like a spreadsheet of just all my expenses and it's a great way to look at it. Do I use this? When was the last time I used this? The same way you will look at your clothes in the closet, look at your apps, like on my phone, for instance, I'll just say this. I was really one of those people who would download just about any app. I went app crazy. So what I started to do on my phone, and I wish I had a visual, but I started to group them. Like I have spirituality. I have my Bible app in there. I have my Bible Gateway app. Our Daily Bread. And I have Body and Soul, which has the app to my medical charts where I can view my charts, my Fitbit, my meditation app is in there. Then I have another one called Finance. So all my financial apps, my banking and all that stuff. So I started to group them up in categories instead of having this 5-6 pages of just swiping and swiping, trying to find things. Mm-hmm. And that showed me then by group, okay, you need to go, you need to go, you need to go. And I was able to go from there and streamline down to the ones that I really use. And even now and then, you know, the social is pretty, my social app or group is getting wide. And I go in there the most to cut off apps that I don't use. I have one for Google apps, I have one for Apple apps, shopping, TV, where I have my Netflix app, my HBO app is on here, business apps, you know, my Slack is on there. Other things like that, all the tools I used for my business on my phone. And that's a great way to do it, is put it all in groups. And then you'll be able to see, okay, I never used that. I forgot I even had this app. Because our phones are always with us, and they're in our hands, they're around us. And it's important that we have some organization so you can get to where you want to get to in a right amount of time. You know what I mean? And you're not scrambling. That used to be me.
Yeah, or like the, I don't know about you, but I, on my phone, my kids have a specific, they have their own folder where their games are. Right. And that's it. And I like know when they're on, I'm like, you have to be in your folder. Like if I'm going to give you my phone, I have to be able to trust that you're going to go to the areas that are specifically for you.
Right.
So I think that's another reason it helps, like in business and just personally. So then you're able to, for me, I'm able to be able to say like, oh, I know where you were last. I can see the activity on my phone.
Yes. I think that's great. Yeah. Because I think that it's important that we just have organization all around us, because I love it when I'm organized. And I do, like I just got the downstairs closet and I just felt so accomplished. And I feel like two garbage bags full of stuff that we didn't even need. Papers, little arts and things for my kids from going back to preschool. Yeah. And I'm like, I know then the time while I was doing it, but I'm like now, okay, they're in fifth and second grade now. And they're always bringing home some type of painting or picture they drew in school. I can't keep all of them. So I just, you know, picked some that I liked and any little models they made, and I put those aside, but everything else had to go. And that's hard. I'm one of those people who will try to keep everything, but I had to really do, you know, do that and just put it away and keep, put my stuff I want to keep to the side. That way the closet is more organized. Now we can go in there and get what we need.
Yeah.
And I felt so accomplished. Yeah.
I mean, it does. It's like, like your mind goes, I have a little spot to relax. Yeah. Because that physical space takes up mental space, whether we know it or not. It holds clutter. And I started taking pictures of Zion and Zoe's stuff. So like when they bring home art, Zoe brings home a lot more than Zion does because she's artistic like that. But I started taking pictures of them so I can keep it. And in my mind, I'm like, at her graduation party, I'll just have a picture montage of like all of her stuff.
Yeah.
But that's another way to just keep it digital and then throw the other stuff away, because you will find yourself in like this mountain of paper.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And yeah, I put the little special stuff aside and boom.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I did too, to keep a nice digital. You can turn it into a Shutterfly book, or you can turn it into anything.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I haven't gotten that far in my mind, but that's Yeah. I mean, I think that's exactly what being a business owner is about. It's like really thinking through what you're doing, why you're doing it, and keeping the things that you're using on a daily, weekly basis close, and everything else, if it doesn't have to be on your desk, or even if you're like me, where you have the one pile, like my one pile is the stuff I'm working on and everything else is in a file folder or it's digitized.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's really, the best way to do it, because I can think clearer, like, wow, okay, when I know things are, when I can get to it, when I need to get to it, I'm not digging and searching. It's just really a peace of mind that you can't beat. And it affects your overall productivity. And like I mentioned earlier, you find out things about your business that you never even thought about because you now have the capacity to do so. Mm-hmm. And so we definitely just invite you all to take some time to go through your emails, even files on your computer, because God knows I download things like my, you know, images and all kinds of stuff, and that need to really be cleaned out. So your inbox, your files, your even your desk, all these things, anything that contains your thinking space, just take some time to dedicate to cleaning it out, just like you would your home on spring. If you're like me, you know, you're trying to get rid of closets and clean things out for spring coming up, add your business to that list, and I promise you will feel so much better about it, and you'll be more productive, and you'll be surprised how much you get done, because you know where things are and you have a system developed. And so, and yeah, go watch Tidying Up too.
Yeah, definitely do that. Yeah.
But yeah, so we definitely hope that you enjoyed this today. If you have any questions, just throw it into the comments, leave us a review, and please don't forget to subscribe. We definitely will love that. And that way you get the firsthand knowledge of when we have new episodes coming up every week. This is a pre-recorded episode, so just keep that in mind. I'm Sharique. You can find me on Instagram at Digital Marketing Works. My Facebook page is Digital Innovation Media Group, and I'm on LinkedIn as Sharique L. Richardson, MBA. Where can we find you, Rashonda?
Yeah, you guys can find me out on LinkedIn as Rashonda Price. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram as Giver of Awesomeness.
Perfect. Well, we thank you all for listening to us, and we will definitely chat with you next time. You know, man.